It's U105, it's our Lunchtime Bistro. Carolyn on the way out, and I'm glad that we managed to get Niall Rogers before I go home today. I'd have been really disappointed if I wasn't able to chat to him. Niall, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm thinking to myself, God, we're just doing a really great concert. These guys are now having fireworks, Land of Giants. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Listen, your show's going to be more like fireworks, I think. Do you know what we've been doing? We've been playing some of the tunes that you were involved with over the years, and I've been asking people to make the connection. Now, I have to say that there are a lot of tunes that you've been involved with now that people don't know anything about. You know, like, I mean, a lot of people would not have known that Mojo, Lady Hear Me Tonight, was stolen from a Chic tune.
Stolen seems harsh. paid me. Stolen means that I don't get paid. No, I got paid.
You get paid for it. But you know, all those songs that have come afterwards, like Fat Man Scoop, a lot of young people, whenever that came out, wouldn't even have realised that Faith Evans had borrowed your tune. For that, you know. So I mean, I think what you're doing now is introducing a whole new audience to some of the stuff, you know, that you played with over the 70s and 80s.
Right, but you know what's funny is that we've always done this. You know, I mean, I haven't had to perform live to earn a living since around 1980. After I had written We Are Family and the Diana Ross record and Le Freak and Good Times and all that stuff, I mean, I have a very cool life, and that was it. I was done, and I just do it because I love it. So even back in the day, like in 1980, when Another One Bites the Dust was the number one record on the Billboard pop chart. Mm-hmm. When you would see Chic live, when we would play Good Times, we'd break into Another One Bites the Dust, Radio Clash, like Rapture, Rapper's Delight, Bounce Rock Roll and Skate, and then come back to Good Times. You know, so that's something we've actually been doing for a long time.
You've always done that.
Well, people have always loved the fact that there have been many songs that are derivatives of Chic songs.
Well, you know what? Whenever I look at the Chic back catalogue and all the tunes that you've been involved with, I think whenever you get to Belfast, it's going to be just a big party on stage. And reading an article about you, an interview that you did a few years back whenever you were touring the UK, I think you were playing in Scotland, and one of the interviews says that you live the party life to the max. Do you still party to the max now?
Well, now I do it on stage.
Right, okay. You got the party going on there. Yeah, because as you get older, you have to chill out a bit, don't you?
Well, that's not my life. I've never, ever, ever chilled out. Even when I'm on vacation, I'm working. I take my vacation so that I can have quiet time to work. I'm really a complete workaholic, and don't feel sorry for me because I absolutely love it. And when you come and see our show, you'll see. I mean, we give 110% every single concert. The other day, a journalist asked me, they says, what do you do to prepare for a Chic concert? I says, I call the girls and I ask them what we're wearing.
That's it? What are we going to put on us?
It's true. I mean, because the fact is that when we perform, we love doing this so much. We love the crowd. We love the energy. We love the fact that we see now that there's been this huge resurgence of our kind of music, and that our median age now of the people that show up they're starting to get younger and younger and younger.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? That really. I mean, did you think whenever you started out, because I know that you did start out actually in your band, and you were a teenager, really, weren't you? Whenever you first started to play?
You are so cute. Oh, well, I started playing as a teenager, but yeah. I got my record deal at 25.
Yeah, but I read somewhere that you performed before the Jackson 5. You did sort of like warm up for them.
Oh, But even when we were, that was 1973, that was the Jackson 5's first world tour, and they had decided that they wanted to come to England and play the same venue the Beatles did, but they wanted to sell more tickets. So they were delaying their tour, and they did a bunch of dates in America. So we did those dates with them. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
But seriously, Niall, did you think back then that disco would still have a place in 2012? Because I do a disco on a Saturday night, and we play like that sort of stuff. I do a show here on the radio on Saturday night for 4 hours, and a lot of it is disco related, and that's the stuff that you were playing in 1978.
Well, we're not those kind of guys. I'm not like this sort of egotistical guy that goes, well, just because I wrote the song, it's great and it's going to last forever. I never think that. No, no, no. Every album I do, every record I do, it's purely for that year. It's, you know, it's like, if you look at our records, they do have a formula to them, if you will. And basically, I grew up in an era where an artist's new record is almost like a filmmaker's next film. It's the project that we're involved in for that year, and then the next year you do another one. And that's why our albums and our shows would always have a life of their own. They had a real beginning, a middle, and an end. So now what happens is that when you come to see our show, you almost can't believe it, because now there is almost no middle. It's like just one number one record after the next.
You said before that you had a female vocalist who does Like a Virgin, and she's doing it in F sharp. Is that right, or is that
that's the original key that Madonna wanted to do it in. Madonna forced me to stick it in F sharp, and I was like, Madonna, you're not a natural mezzo soprano. And she's like, I want to sing it in this key. But it's great, because it she sounds really young in it, but when she has to hit that note where it goes, hey, you know, like a virgin,
she can't.
Hey. And I'm like, the thing that's cool is the entire audience goes, hey.
So what about the Bowie Let's Dance? Who does vocals on that?
We forced our drummer to do that song. Whenever somebody new joins Chic, what we do is we sort of have a trial by fire, and we force them to do something that they normally wouldn't do, and it's hysterical. Yeah. It's really, really funny. So the audience isn't in on the joke, because I always work with great musicians, but the band is always in on the joke.
Right.
So what happens is that if they do a good job, we keep it in the show, and that's what happened. He did it, we kept it in the show.
And apparently it's amazing. I can't wait. I mean, seriously, in Belfast here, we are well queued up for this. And you know what's really interesting? No matter who you speak to about, Chic and Nile Rodgers are coming to play the Mandela Hall. I mean, from the real serious musicians who are like, wow, I can't wait for that, to the just party goers. So you're reaching out to quite a diverse audience, I think. And
I would imagine
that it's going to be a really big night for you, Niall. We'll be there. And I'm hoping that whenever you come to Belfast, maybe you'll come into the radio station and have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee with us, yeah?
I would absolutely love to. But please don't expect fireworks and for me to explode or anything like that on stage. I loved it, the promo right before. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to have fireworks. We're going to explosion. And I was like, well, wait a minute, hold on a second. No, we're just doing like these really great songs, and it's a ton of them.
You've already exploded for me now. Listen, just by being on the show, you've exploded for me. So thanks a million for that. Listen,
Thank you.
The very best. I look forward to seeing you soon now.
All right, really appreciate it.
Bye-bye. All the best, darling.
Bye.
Bye. So here we are at 3:00. We just about squeezed Nile Rodgers into the show. I'd have been raging if I'd gone home without chatting to him. And I hope he stays on the line so I can talk to him some more.